Part 2. Night Vision. Chapter 4. The Milkman's Daughter. The image of the Amish embracing my father stirred all my earliest memories of visiting Amish farms and families alongside my dad. How fitting that God should choose that image to breathe comfort into my nightmare. I was too young to remember the first time I was lifted into the cab of Dad's 18-wheel tanker milk truck. My parents tell me I was a toddler, bubbling with excitement and so fascinated with the gauges and levers that I wanted to touch them all. But even at that age, I was so eager to please that I obeyed and did not touch them. By the time I was 5, I often rode alongside my dad for a full day on his route. As I would well into my teens, progressing from wide-eyed passenger to wage earner, my great-grandfather, Lloyd C. Welk, started the business of hauling milk from the farms to the dairy back in 1963. He'd drive his delivery truck along the winding dirt roads of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, stopping at farms, Amish and English alike, picking up milk in cans and taking them to the local bottling plant in Lancaster. His son, my grandfather, Lloyd W. Welk, followed his dad into the business, as did my own father, Ken. By the time my father was a paid driver, my great-grandfather had enlarged the fleet to 21 trucks, some of them shiny 18-wheel tankers, others a shorter version called straight trucks. Over those same years, many of the farms had grown as well. Rather than delivering the milk to the bottling plant, our trucks now delivered it to large corporate dairies that supplied butter, milk, cream, ice cream, and even non-dairy bottled drinks to stores well beyond the boundaries of Pennsylvania. Visiting a dairy was a highlight for me as a child. The dairy's lunchroom refrigerator would always be stocked with a variety of flavors, and we were invited to help ourselves to choices like iced tea, chocolate milk, fruit punch, or orange juice. There was always one to drink and one to take for the ride home. I still remember the excitement of driving along as a little girl, just my dad and me, together on a haul. Dad's invitations to join him made me feel special, grateful that he enjoyed me enough to want to share his big world with me.